Hi, everyone. This is Jericho, your podcaster. I'm from Hong Kong. I moved to Fort Collins last Christmas. Now, I would like to share my feelings with you all. First, welcome our special guest, my mum, to talk about the differences of lifestyle between Hong Kong and Fort Collins with me. Hi, mum. Say hello to my listeners.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here with you all. Well, there are really lots of differences of lifestyle between Hong Kong and Fort Collins. Just talk about the weather first. It's really cold and dry here.
Yeah, this is my first time to see snow here. It's awesome.
But it's troublesome. In Hong Kong, it's warm and humid all the year round. Also, we use degrees Celsius instead of Fahrenheit for measuring temperature. Do you get used to it now?
Better. Every morning, we need to check the temperature before going out. Oh, Mom, do you find that the cars here are dirtier?
Yeah. You see our new car? It's parked outside just for one day. It becomes dirty, most probably because of the snow.
Sure. In Hong Kong, we have a domestic helper to help us clean the car every week.
You're correct. There are nearly 400,000 domestic helpers in Hong Kong. You know, most of us are working moms. We need helpers to help at home.
But I'm happy you can be a housewife here.
Well, the house here is too big.
Yes, it's much spacious and comfortable. In Hong Kong, only very rich people or tycoon can live in a house. Most of the people are living in apartments in tall buildings.
The buildings are much taller in Hong Kong. You know, in Fort Collins, we can't find any buildings taller than 3 stories. Jericho, you still remember the highest floor you were in?
The 48th floor in Cheng Yi, right?
Yep. You know, Hong Kong is densely populated. Some people even need to live in so-called cage home or coffin home. But in Hong Kong, everything is more convenient. We have much more shopping malls and wet markets in Hong Kong.
Not only supermarkets, right?
Yes.
Even the transport. We have different types of public transport in Hong Kong. We have subways, trams, taxis, buses, minibuses, and ferries.
Yes, but in Fort Collins, we must drive by our own. Luckily, the traffic here is not so heavy. But I'm afraid we'll get fat, as we seldom walk.
I don't want to be a fat boy. But, Mom, I do miss my cart noodles, beef brisket noodles, and all kinds of Chinese snacks.
You forgot we've bought some shumai, barbecue pork buns, and spring rolls in King Supers?
But it's different. They're not so yummy though. The people here really love eating pepperoni pizzas and pastas. My schoolmates always eat pizza for lunch.
So, I keep on preparing rice and Chinese food for your dinner. You must use chopsticks instead of forks, okay?
Okay, it's time for you to cook now, Mom.
So fast? You feel hungry again?
Hey, Mom. Anyway, thanks, Mom. Thank you very much for the interview.
My pleasure.
That's the end for today's podcast. See you.